You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you guys
or not
are taking a trip to the desert to go golf, something you can do 2 blocks from here, damn it.
He said, we got about 3 hours between interviews. We could sneak in 9.
No, see, I didn't say 9.
But if it's between interviews, then you're being efficient. I like that, actually.
We're not going to play the wind course, Coach. I mean, we'd have to drive off into the mountains.
I mean, the wind course is kind of expensive. I wonder if anybody has a hookup out there.
But golf's gonna leave you in a more relaxed, chill mood. The gambling side of things, it'd suck if you had to go back to interviews after losing money.
Yeah, I'm not gonna gamble too much.
That's smart. You gotta go into it. I always told Baser, you gotta have the purse, the kitty. What is the kitty? Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't respond to me. And she goes, huh, what? The kitty will each just take some cash, some walking cash. No, there needs to be a kitty
That's
limit
right.
before you go. So have you set that, Eddie, or are you just saying I'm not really?
I've set my kitty limit.
Okay. Okay.
I like it. What's your kitty limit?
Undisclosed.
he hadn't really said it, boys. He hadn't really said it.
I do know this. The one time I went to Vegas, Eddie went a day before me. I got there for the show.
Oh, my God.
Eddie depressed at the concert. His wife equally depressed. And I said, guys, what happened? Why are we not smiling? We're in Vegas. We lost it all.
We blew the kitty limit.
Oh, he blew the kitty limit in the first 2 hours.
And more.
That was bad. That was a bad night. I've been there. Let's go ahead and hit it.
I was chasing.
Hey, is Arnold going?
Arnold's there.
Yeah, him and Abby went together.
Oh.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio the end.
Well, that's the thing. Arnold's going with Abby. Is that kind of like the Boston Celtics coach?
Oh, man. We'll talk
about that. Fraternization.
Yeah, you got to tell me about that. I don't know anything about it.
I'm going to do it live. Oh, Arnold's not here. We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
Y'all, Sizzin' North, Alpha Male, west side of Nashville. It used to be 100 degrees out now here in this fine city. Now we're dropping into the 70s. God bless it,
What
boys.
The hell are you talking about?
It
70s
was 100 this morning.
Not this morning.
2 days ago, it was 104.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So today it's 70?
Yeah, according
really?
To my weather.
Really? It's cold out there, Coach. No wonder
it's
we're wearing
snowing. Oh.
Sweatshirts.
All right. Note to self. Don't address the weather.
How about the game last night? I mean, the Browns?
What about the Browns?
Well, you got lucky with your Chiefs one. Chiefs look good.
I know.
You did good with that. That
was a week ago.
I know. You did good with it, luckily.
Hey, the freaking Browns, man.
What about the Browns?
Nothing. You leave it there. Oh. That way it means anything.
Man, the Steelers, man. I like Tomlin.
No, no.
I do like Tomlin.
But what do they lose really bad?
But I still like Tomlin.
Okay, okay.
That Pickett boy. He's on the sideline.
He does a good job of holding that clipboard.
He's in the stadium.
That Microsoft Surface, he does a good job looking at it.
At least he ain't throwing it like Brady.
Paolo Malu still looks good, dude. Like in those Head and Shoulder commercials, the dude looks good.
No, are you talking about the refrigerator Perry?
You know that, no. That commercial was recorded like 6 years ago.
Really?
And I think they just keep the same one and keep running it.
So he still gets paid for that?
I believe so, but wow. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, for sure. If a commercial runs, you get cash.
It depends what the deal is.
Yeah, it depends what the deal is. I think you get paid up front.
I think when
really then no, you can yeah, go
well there are different options.
Yeah, so I don't think it's like, oh, if the commercial runs 10 times you get $1 each time. I think it's more of here's $200,000, we're going to run it for a year.
So when like Lamar Jackson's mom's running his agent or whatever, the first deal would be like, "All right, here's the deal. $5,000, we shoot a commercial, Head and Shoulders with Mahomes, Coach, it's going to be great."
I knew you meant Lamar. What do you think I meant? Lamar and Mopac?
Lamar Boulevard. So they're like, all right, sure, $5,000, whatever. Yeah, sign it. It's great. But what agents know, like, wait a second, stop right there. $5,000? No. I don't want the $5,000. I want $1,000 to shoot it, and then I want $100 every time that thing airs. And then for the next 5 years, you see that commercial, you're getting paid, mother.
So how much do you think Sean McVay, you think he did the whole, have you seen his soup commercial where he's chest bumping the guy?
No.
But it sounds like it's aired on late nights. I've never seen it.
Oh, I've never seen that one either.
I saw the Sean McVay one. I think it was yesterday I saw it. And I don't know
Did you just go through puberty?
I did go through puberty right there. Yeah. And I wonder, like, Sean McVay is big enough to get commercials. That's interesting. You don't really see coaches in commercials.
You got the Super Bowl. That's going to lead to commercials.
But you would think, Stafford, Aaron Donald, they would be in commercials. But Sean McVay?
John Madden was in commercials.
But was he in commercials because of the video game?
No, because of the announcer, commentator.
Yes.
Okay. Like Romo.
You don't see.
Yeah, good call.
Speaking of commercials.
No, you don't see. I'm trying to think of another coach that would be good enough.
What? Hit the break, Ray.
No, we're not hitting a break.
Oh, we
just
started.
I'm just trying to think what other coach is big enough to be in a commercial.
Well,
Vrabel has a nightly TV show here in Nashville.
That's local coach.
He looks like he wants to shoot somebody.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, he hates
that
it.
That was a bad deal.
But he's getting paid.
No.
The team makes him go do
that? Oh, yes. Yeah. That's part of the community.
The news never paid anyone.
Dude, every Monday night, was it a Monday night game? Every Tuesday, he has to recap the game with a local news guy.
And he hates his life.
I swear to God, I thought at one point he was going to hang himself or push over the news anchor's chair and just totally end the interview.
What was the game where the GM was sitting in the box watching the game, and while he was there, like his team got intercepted twice? He's like, I gotta go. I can't do this. I gotta go. And he took his headphones off.
I didn't see that.
Like, they've had two interceptions while I've been here. I can't do it anymore.
Was that this week?
No, it's like 2 weeks ago.
That's some audio.
Yeah, I forgot. I saw it, and I don't know.
I mean, it could have been the Rams because they were the one. They opened up on Thursday Night Football. Stafford threw like three interceptions, and maybe they were talking about, oh, you know, Super Bowl. How's it feel? You're the Super Bowl champion. Oh, all right, we gotta go.
And the announcers were like, are you serious? No, hang out. I said, no, I'm out. See you guys. And you just hear them go out the door. Can't do it.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad luck. You know, if it's bad luck going down, if you're doing an interview and they're hitting home runs, all right, guys, that's about enough of that.
It's like when they're interviewing the coach in Major League Baseball in the middle of the inning, and it's like, oh, you know, what's working for DeGrom tonight? Well, I mean, I think his curveballs look
home
run. all right, guys. Well, thanks. It's been fun. Cool.
Y'all don't think it's weird that whenever they don't talk about like a certain receiver for the whole game, and then they're like, if you take a look at Michael Gallup right there in the slot, and then that next play they throw it to him, like that doesn't weird you out?
But you realize it's building. I agree that it's chance to a degree that player got the ball, but it's building all game. So when they bring it up, it's actually almost at the climax of when that player should get the ball, when a touchdown should be scored, when a player should hit the ball and break up. when an announcer goes, it's the seventh inning, there hasn't been a hit, you're almost at the tipping point to where if a hit doesn't happen, that's a miracle. The guy's through a no hitter.
I see what you're saying.
Or it's very likely about a hit's about to happen.
I see
is
what
when
you're
they
saying.
Have to bring it up.
If Devontae Parker gets one of those this week.
Did you keep him on your team? Did you keep him on your roster?
If any time during the game this week they say, you know, Devontae Parker, and they circle him and he catches the ball, at that moment, that's sus. Because that mother acts like he's not even there.
And did you keep him on your roster?
He's still there.
I thought you were dropping him.
Does he start?
Yes!
Oh, my
He's the number two receiver.
On your team, does he start?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
He has started.
He started the last 2 weeks.
He has started.
That's some dire times over
Brutal,
there.
Dude.
Hey,
stupid.
It's like Mooney for the Bears. Do I start him or do I not start him?
No. You have to. This is like what you do, right? In fantasy, you're an owner. There's no hearts. There's no feelings.
I understand, but if you put him on the, he's the number one receiver for the Bears.
F him. What would the team do?
They're going to start him.
Yeah, you're right.
But and also, I get what you guys are saying. You're the owner. You need to make the right decision. But it's also with gambling. Just because it's went red twice in a row doesn't mean it's guaranteed to go red.
Right,
it's
because
he's not guaranteed to get a ball.
That's my thinking is like, okay, he has gotten, I think, one catch on the entire year.
But get him out.
So
get off of it.
I have to think eventually it's going to break out. Is this the game he's going to break out? Is he going to have 10 receptions this week? And so do I leave him in?
No.
It's not worth the risk. Go with someone that's
consistent.
Oh, sorry,
he has two receptions on the year. Sorry, guys.
Remember, don't let stubbornness come into your managerial skill set.
Well, I mean, it is stubbornness because this fantasy football team that I have, we have scored a total of 108 points in 2 games.
Wow, God.
Is that for ours?
No.
For its penis.
Differently, I have 2 games and I have not broken 60 in either game.
So if you were an NFL coach, your team wouldn't have a win yet.
No,
it is
right.
Weird though, dude. If you go to every position except for quarterbacks, the quarterback's kind of predictable.
Yes, quarterback is sort of whatever.
But if you go to the running backs and you look at all fantasy points with running backs, you know Nick Chubb's the leader. Like we said last time, like Wubox was the only one that saw that.
They knew something.
But ESPN had him where in the draft?
Probably 6.
I mean,
7.
6. And then you like DeAndre Swift? Sure,
good.
He's fine.
But fine.
But where's Dalvin? Where's McCaffrey? Where's Henry?
Dalvin hasn't been good, right?
No.
Dude,
Saquon Barkley's third? Like, that's crazy.
But yeah. You knew he was going to have a big year.
Did you?
Because it was the tipping point. I've been telling you guys about
it. You just said if it's landed on black 5 times, it's not necessarily
landed on
red.
It's not necessarily. He's been hurt. He gets hurt every year. So taking a risk on Barkley, you're like, all right, here we go again. Am I really going to draft him a freaking again? That's why Edwards-Helaire, he is not on any of my fantasy teams because I drafted him 2 years in a row, and guess what Edwards-Helaire did for 2 years? Nothing.
And what's he doing this year?
Pretty
jamming
damn
out.
Good.
Jamming out.
Is Mixon playing football?
Yeah, but he
sucked. But here's the problem.
Year.
You want to know why? Oh, no, Mixon. God, I love Mixon.
You draft him every year?
I love him. I didn't get him this year in any league, which just sucks. But he can't do anything because the Bengals can't block anybody.
That's what it is.
That's part of the problem.
Yes.
They can't block, so Mixon can't do anything. Derrick Henry, they're down by 25 points. He can't do anything because they're losing.
That's crazy that A.J. Dillon, the backup running back for the Packers, is like miles ahead of Dalvin Cook and Derrick Henry.
Is he really?
In fantasy points.
No. Well, I mean, I'm you're looking at yardage and all that, the points. I mean.
Lunch,
well,
you said a player, a running back, doesn't get the ball when the team's losing. Well, even one worse, when the team's losing so bad, running back gets pulled. Derrick Henry didn't even play the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, my guy's so bad, the team's so bad, don't even get on the field.
They pulled him the fourth quarter without a backup running back, too. They let the third stringer take over.
I am glad that the Titans were smart enough to do that because I watched, like, when the Chargers, they're down by 10.
We saw your tweets.
No, but I'm saying.
I didn't see your tweet, but I agree with you.
Like, just take him out of the game. Like, you're going.
Well, what about the Cardinals? No, they're down 31-7.
He was healthy.
He was healthy. I'm saying, yes, you
Herbert
could come.
Was dying.
You could come back and win that game. But also, they know you're going to be passing the ball. So they're going to be teeing off on your quarterback.
Is Herbert playing this weekend?
Yes. I wouldn't.
Supposedly.
I wouldn't even say that they had a chance to win that game. In today's NFL, to get an onside kick, like.
Very rare.
It's very slim.
Even though it just happened.
One, but a 1%
one
chance.
One in like 50.
Oh, right. Green hit. Okay.
Yes, green.
I'm trying to relate
tree.
It to you guys
palm
in Vegas.
Everything's in roulette
palm
terms.
Tree, damn it. That's what I mean. You are putting your quarterback at risk when you have a long season. It's the long game. That one game wasn't going to make the difference, so why leave him out there? Or if they're down by 17 with, 5 minutes to go, just, all right, we lost. No need to – just get him out.
If your quarterback's stubborn, though, saying like, no, let me in. Let me in. He's pissed at you. No. I want to keep playing. Do you just let him just to keep him happy?
No.
Well, I feel like that's Josh Allen. They went for it on fourth down every time. And that's
no,
little,
I like that.
That's letting him do.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But that's a little bit quarterback, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think 100% quarterback.
I think they're just a dangerous offense. And when you have Josh Allen, who's huge, and it's fourth and one, he doesn't have to go very far. I mean, his big-ass body just, got the first down.
Right. Physics, we should say, you should get a 1 yard with a big quarterback. All he has to do is fall forward. Correct?
No, and the front line, the line has to get a little bit of a too.
Storm right. surge against
That's
the line.
Problem. If that front line falls backwards, but the big guy's not going
the
anywhere.
The front line gets a head start.
Do you mean the offensive line?
Yes.
What's the head start?
They know when the hike is getting called. They get a tenth of a second head start to try and get a storm surge against the defense. And you're telling me they can't do that and the quarterback fall forward to get 1 yard?
They don't know always.
They don't always do it, but I think they're used to going backwards. Every other play on the field is them starting backwards. Offensive linemen start the play
unless
running
it's a,
backwards.
They
unless
do?
It's a running play.
No. Even then, it's they go backwards. They don't ever go forward unless it's a goal line stance.
Oh. So if the guys go forward, you know they're going to
no.
go for it.
If it's a running play, you're coming at the ball
forward.
Going like that.
Look at
you're,
the tape.
Have you been studying tape, Kyler?
Damn right. Look at the tape. No, I mean, I'm with you with the physics, but it's more of creating holes than it is pushing them back.
It's trying to push them to the side.
Yeah. And it always starts with a step back. Offensive line don't go, huh, and then go forward.
And you know,
unless
learning,
it's goal line.
Learning about the defenders, but we were watching as much football as I have, there's pass interference on every play.
Every play, and there's holding
you
on every play.
You could call it on every play.
Well,
you could.
Why do the refs, was there a point in time when the refs said, I'm going to let them touch each other, grab ass, play some hanky-panky,
damn,
play pocket pool and stuff for the 10 yards, and even if they go deep? Because I'm telling you, when they do the replay, the announcer's like, man, I thought that was pass interference. That could have gone either way. They're both grabbing each other's dicks. You know?
Is that pass interference or dick grabbing?
No, that's called hanky-panky.
Dick grabbing, number 41.
Jacking him off, 5-yard penalty.
It is interesting how they could call it on every play, but we're glad they don't. But then when it's like, oh, 3rd and 15, illegal contact, 5 yards, automatic first down. It's like, come on, man. Like,
how is it 5 yards, automatic first down? Is it just whatever the rule?
That's
just
a rare one.
No, now they are.
And why does the defense?
And they keep saying it every game is. Oh, point of emphasis this year is illegal contact down the field. They're really
great.
Watching that.
That's great. But
and they've called it already.
They've
the
called it a lot.
Are like, well, I mean, the play moved that way, so that's what made the illegal contact.
And false start is automatic first down.
No,
right?
It's not.
No, false start is you move backwards.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Offsides.
Offsides is not automatic.
No.
No.
Okay. No. They're not all automatic first down. Like the punting one, if it's a bad punt one, it's 15 yards if you kill the kicker. If it's just a baby touch him, you know, you're just
running
like,
into the kicker.
You like side shaft him, then it's just a 5-yarder. And I tell you what, boys, betting, one of the ones that really puckers you up and really makes you curl over and just really feel the pain of a bet is when your team stops them have to kick and you run into the punter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's now happened to me a handful of times in this early season, and I'm telling you, I curl into a ball after it happens.
Okay, and what is that? You can't hit him straight on, but you can hit him on the side cock?
Well, if you make
contact with the ball, you can blast them.
Right. But if you,
so as long as you're touching the ball with your left hand, with the right side of your body, you can nail him.
Yeah, as long as even if you get a fingertip on it, you can. But if you don't and you hit him, you can't hit the plant leg. That is bad.
That's
but what about the kicking leg? No ball.
No.
Oh, wow.
You always got to have ball.
You've got to have ball to hit him. If you no
like
balls,
ball.
No hit.
Got it.
Trust me, dude. I know the rule because, does it pucker you right up?
Or are you, Blandino?
Or if you have a bet going, or you have a bet, and you have 3rd and 17, and you're like, hell yes, we're about to get off the field. And you give up the first down, and you're just like.
Yeah, because the odds are that should not happen.
It shouldn't happen.
Because your guys are playing back. They're all just protecting a little bit. You should have more guys defending.
Yes.
For them to get a 3rd and anything over 3rd and 12 is like, are you fucking kidding me?
Are you bleeping that?
Coach, come on.
Are you bleep that? Or you have someone -6.5. They go, they score the touchdown. Hell yeah. And they miss the extra point. You're like,
which has already happened in this young season.
Guys, can we please partner with a gambling website and put the live odds on TV?
Well, they're doing it.
Are they?
They said now for Monday night, one of the websites partnered with them, and they're actually going to show the odds.
Thank you.
Not during the game.
During the game.
But they're going to show it probably in the pregame.
Oh, you mean the live betting.
The live bet.
And Darren Rovell has been great with this. He's like, hey, when Mike Tirico says on a Monday night, is that the one he's doing? What is Tirico doing?
Yeah, Monday.
He goes, when Mike Tirico dances around betting, guys, it's legal in almost every state.
Well, not almost every state.
But Tirico goes, well, this next point's going to be interesting for some people.
Yeah, just say it.
It's like, just say it, guys.
He does
it.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this is for some people watching out there. Annoying, dude. Some people out there, you know, they are sticking around because they have an interest if this field goal goes in or not.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about, dude. Just say it. It's so annoying, like one of our friends. Coach, but you hear, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they put the pregame line and then the live bet at the same time, that'd be so helpful.
On the screen.
On the screen.
Be amazing.
That would make everyone just go like, oh, crap, they moved to that. I'm betting it right now.
But yep. By the time you see it on the TV, that line is gone.
No, not necessarily. Oh, yeah.
PGA.
Absolutely.
PGA finally started showing betting odds. This is weeks ago. And, I mean, they would show, guys, here are the current live bet odds. No, 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 they're not, because I have the website open right now.
Right.
Y'all's live odds aren't even close
That's
to what
I'm
it
saying.
Is.
It changes so quick.
But it should change the way it changes up there. And if
but
it
the
get,
TV
if it,
is delayed.
Listen to me. Screw the bettors for the website.
No,
though,
no,
it's
no.
Huge.
Don't screw the bettors, damn
no,
it.
No, no, no. Okay. What the hell was that?
What are you drinking?
It's mimosa I had for Friday. I'm sorry.
Are you really drinking a mimosa?
No, it looks like
flavored
tea.
Water. But for the podcast,
in a fancy glass?
Can it be a mimosa?
It's a mimosa. Yeah, it's a bitch drink.
Of course.
Sorry, exactly. Hit the microphone.
Bahama
boys.
Mama.
Bahama
here.
Mama. Hey, strawberry beer over there.
But you know what I'm saying? For the website, for the betting company, whatever it is, DraftKings, MGM, whatever it is, like, they want those people going there anyway. And right. If the bet changes, well, screw you. You missed it.
And
but
you guys are going to Vegas. You know, one of the biggest additions to sports gambling, you don't have to go up to the front desk anymore and talk to the 90-year-old worker.
I know, but I hate to tell you.
The kiosks are effing amazing.
No.
Dude, me and Baser, I grab the papers. She's telling me, hey, hit that. I'm watching the game. I'm like, what's that live odd, Baser? What's that live odd? I asked one of the BetMGM workers.
He's the cleaner. He's got the vacuum cleaner.
I mean, those people might have got an introductory video that was like an hour and that's it.
Because I don't know.
Hey, man, is there live betting on these? I don't know. Oh, what are you even walking around for then? Get the hell out of here. So I had Baser on the
he has no time for
Baser's him. On the kiosk. And I was like, Baser, what's that number? What's that number? I'm watching App State week one. They're putting up crap loads of points. I'm like, all right, let's hit it. You can't do that at the desk with 90-year-old
so
guys.
So you're just chilling by a kiosk the whole day?
Dude, no. But when we were placing our sports bets, because I wanted
right, but there's a line behind you while you're waiting for the live to change?
There was 10 kiosks wide open.
I would have kicked your ass if you were in front of the kiosk waiting.
That's what I'm saying. I had the kiosk to myself. Baser's on it. I'm watching the TV. I'm like, what's that live odd? What's that live odd? All right, let's hit it. It prints your ticket right away. You can parlay everything, 5 things in like 2 seconds. If you go to 90-year-old dude, he's like, what did you say was the third parlay number?
That was
7-2?
That's the problem. Is I bet you Ray is that damn guy. Eddie was this guy that goes up
me.
To the 90-year-old guy and was like, I want to bet on Krzyzewski. Well, what number is it? Krzyzewski. So then the guy has to pull out the sheet. He has to pull out the sheet.
It was a woman.
And she has to find Krzyzewski.
She goes, I don't know who the Krzyzewski is.
And
go
then she's
get
like,
the paper
right,
and like, give me numbers.
Because you're supposed to give them the number when you get up there. And Eddie gets up there and tells
there.
Them names, the team.
Hey,
and that's the problem.
I
that's why it takes
out.
Them a long time is when the people get up there like, I want to bet on Cincinnati -6. What's the number? Cincinnati -6. Got to get the sheet.
Hey,
what are the
I had goals? My phone out. I was like, all right, I'd like to do a UFC parlay. All right, give them to me. And I go, let's go fight number 3.
The ESPN Plus card? What? Are you talking about UFC or boxing?
No, UFC. And I think he's Chinese. Here's his name.
You're
and I put.
Giving me your phone.
I got the phone. She's like,
no phones at the table.
She goes, no. This is not going to work. Go back and get a piece of paper, and all the fighters are on there, and give me those numbers. I'm like, can we just do it real quick? Spell the name. S H E I M.
I will say the brutal, dude at Bellagio, dope as hell. Because I don't know the horses. That crap gets a little confusing. And I go, dude, I'm honest. I'm a little confused. Baser wanted to bet the ponies. He goes, I'll make it simple. What track are you guys watching? I was like, that TV right there.
Southland?
Yeah, there it is. And he goes, okay, what race number? And I go, oh, here it is. She
12.
Said, she said 12. And he goes, perfect, got you all set. Which horse number?
7.
Oh, she wanted number 8. Perfect, you're all good. I mean, I was like, thank you, bro.
It is
I didn't know how to tell you any of that.
I tell you what, I enjoy going up to the window and getting the little paper ticket. I love that feeling.
Agreed.
I am...
there's something about having the paper ticket.
But
that
you
doing
just
it
said
on,
you like the kiosk.
It gives you a paper ticket.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it prints it out.
Why can't we just
How
use the app?
How else does it
No,
happen?
That's
no,
boring
because
as
it's
hell.
All electronic.
You
I'm
guys,
with
you know
lunch.
It's the same thing,
Dude,
right?
I'm with lunch on having the paper.
Having the paper out. Ticket is so much better and much more fun.
Until you've been drinking, you're like, do you have the ticket? No, you had it. Check your purse. You had the ticket?
Oh, yes, exactly. Crap. I think I lost my. I found it.
Check your shoe off. Check in there.
I found it.
I'll check for you.
I mean, it's awesome. But when we come back, we're going to go to commercial. But Eddie, you were right about something you said preseason. You said something. And I look at it now and I'm like, Eddie was 100% right. We're right back.
Where Colin was right.
No.
Where Eddie was right.
What? What is he talking
about? It's a segment on another show.
I'll call her daddy.
Yes.
Oh, I got to go. Oh.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, don't you have to go in 11?
But here's the deal.
If Eddie,
start giving locks.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to tune out. And here's the problem. If Eddie, like, why doesn't he tell us he has to take a dump before we do the podcast? Yeah. Like, why, hey, halfway through, does he write it down? Hey, bathroom break. It has been 20 minutes, and he is still in the bathroom. Like, what is he checking Instagram, checking Twitter? What's he doing?
I don't know, but why do none of these cocksucking Adobe Workshop programs
it's not working.
Work. It's working.
Is it recording me? I don't think it is. I don't think it's recording.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're good, but I'm just saying, I don't know who, if we have a listener that works for Adobe, but we need computer help, and I'll hang up and listen.
I thought you were the audio guy.
It's true.
Okay. So what I was going to tell you about Eddie being right, Tom Brady looks sick.
Because he's so skinny. People are saying he's the dead emoji.
He is. He looks so skinny.
Rip.
His face is like, it's caving in.
It's his damn diet. Eat some meat. Occasionally have a beer on the weekends. The body's not supposed to just eat veggies and trees.
He didn't look this skinny last year. He didn't look this skinny the year before. I mean, he looks like an all-time low. He looks kind of like he has decided that he is on a hunger strike.
But you realize why he diets and stuff, because it makes him look more attractive. His face is more symmetrical. He's this GQ model as a quarterback. It's something the average guy driving a truck or a tugboat has no idea about. Brady enjoys being amazing looking and a goat. So he took it too far, though. I believe he probably wakes up and doesn't even eat.
I think he has like one meal a day.
That's not good.
He drinks a cup of water, a cup of rice, and that's it. That's all he has. Because
it's concave when your face goes in like that.
What did I say?
No, that's the
doctor definition. Because his eyes look, they look sunken in.
So what I'm trying to say about Brady is this. Yes, you can look attractive and become a model by dieting a little bit. He's just done it too many years. Maybe this year he said, a whole new level. I'm not
drinking.
I think
the stress. Maybe
I'm
the
not
stress.
Eating sugar. I'm going to kiss my kids. I'm going to only eat lettuce leaves. I'm going to have phone calls with Aaron Rodgers about world peace and about peace and joy. And I'm going to work out. When every time I get in a fight with Giselle, I'm going to run a mile. So he's just taking it to the extreme. I'm telling you, I've had friends do this. Models, guys too. They get hot. You can get hot by dieting a certain amount. But if you diet too much, then you start looking like Brady, ET on the rocks.
I think I figured it out. While you were speaking, it came to me why he is so skinny and why he looks so sick. Because Giselle said, I'm not going to cook for you anymore. You're not around when we have dinner, then you don't get dinner.
He's got a side chef.
And so, no. She said she fired that chef and she said, listen.
Right, but he can still have side meals. You know, when your wife, sometimes if she, I
haven't
but I'm had
this. What I'm saying is, but she says dinner's at 7 o'clock. If you don't eat what we're having, that's what's on the menu, you don't get to eat. Because I do this with my kids. We put dinner on the table, right? And they say, oh, I don't want, you know, a hot dog. I want chicken nuggets.
No, that's not happening.
That's not happening. We tell them.
I'm not even a parent, that's not happening.
We tell them, that is not on the menu. The menu, this is what's on the menu tonight.
Scan your QR code.
So if you do not want to eat this, that is your choice. But there is nothing else to eat. So this is what's on the menu.
But in the cupboards, there's more food.
And they're, oh, I want a bar. The bar, there's no bars on the menu. I want a banana. The banana is not on the menu. I'm sorry. And so I think Giselle put her foot down saying, listen, we want to have family meals. So when we sit down to eat dinner, if you're not here, then you're not going to eat. And that is why Tom Brady is so sick.
And I've had buddies who, if the wife, she gets on a health food kick and she'll make dishes that aren't that great.
Yes.
Buddies will then, oh, hey, I'm going to run back to work, or I'm going to go head over to the gym. When they leave, they'll swing by Wendy's, grab a takeout, munch it down, and then they're good to go. But their wife gets on this health food kick, maybe is what Giselle did.
But Tom Brady doesn't go by Wendy's.
But Brady needs to go do that fast food thing.
He looks bad.
And, I mean, maybe that's what's led to his GOAT status, always winning, because when you don't have sugar in your life, you go at stuff with harder, with more determination. That's been his secret.
So you're telling me sugar makes you not go after things?
Sugar makes you lazy. It makes you, so if you're going to pound a, he's not pounding a Red Bull before the game. Sure, you're going to get a sugar rush. So they tell these college kids, high school guys, you don't want the sugar rush before. You almost want your natural ability to go into these games. Sure, a Red Bull's great. An energy drink's great. A boomer always wants to drink an energy drink. Boomer, no. Play the game dry the way it is. You can do a Gatorade that you're going to get a sugar crash. So Brady doesn't have the sugar crash. He goes with determination, heart, love of the game, and he just wants to win. And then after the game, he obviously wants to eat.
Also, I think that is another reason Mike Evans came to his defense so much last week when he came running off the bench to get Lattimore away, because he was worried Tom Brady was going to break in half.
Because he knows he's a pile of bones.
Well, yeah, he knows that there's not much weight on that body. He's like, oh my gosh, if Lattimore pushes him, this may be the end of Tom Brady. So he came up and protected him, and that's why he's not going to play Sunday.
But also, he's not?
No.
Mike Evans.
No, Tom Brady will.
Finally, though, we have closure. This is Brady's final year.
Oh, 100%. There is no doubt.
Okay.
There is no doubt this is his last year. There is no speculation about, oh, is he going to play next year? Is he going to play till he's 50? This is it. If he does not retire at the end of this year, his life is over. Giselle is for sure leaving. I mean, I don't even know if she's not going to leave yet.
We just started back because you were pinching one off.
Hey, when you poop, and you take forever
I
to poop.
I wasn't pooping.
Oh, were you on the phone again?
Yeah, my wife's crying again.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Apparently she cheated.
I was giving you credit because Tom Brady does look sick.
I told you that.
No, that's why I just said.
I saw your note, Eddie, and I said
at the beginning of the season, Eddie said he looks sick.
Did you take my headphones?
Oh, Kevin did.
Son of a damn it.
You know what? You guys just do this.
Do you know you need headphones? Just sit down.
Yes, I do. I can't hear you.
You can't hear me right now?
No.
That's the secret to every great broadcaster. Headphones.
Yeah. Now,
I told you he looks sick.
He does. What? No, can you tell me what is wrong? What is wrong with Tom Brady? Why is he sick?
Depression,
looking?
Dude. Depression's a real thing, dude.
That could be it.
Like when you're sad, you don't want to eat, dude, and it's like it takes your whole life.
But also, you haven't even brought up why did he go to the Hamptons, all right, to check on the other kid that he needed to kiss? What was that deal?
He went to the Hamptons?
Yeah, they live somewhere in Nantucket.
I didn't see him go to the Hamptons.
I think they live in Florida, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been anywhere up and down the eastern seaboard. But what I'm saying is...
What is he talking about?
I have no idea.
During his 11 days away, they said he went and saw his ex-wife that has another kid.
Oh, Monahan? Bridget Monahan?
He went and hung with them.
Really?
Yeah, so I mean, I don't get the depression thing.
Well, his life's out of control.
Make you depressed.
Yes, when your life spins out of control, that's when the definition of depression, bro.
Right, he's got... enough to look at to make himself not.
No,
depressed.
I agree with you.
No, but guys, there's always a moment in your life where it's quiet and there's nothing going on, wow. And that's the time when you reflect.
This is deep.
Is when people are around you. Hey, that's why like, oh, Brady, he can compartmentalize. Well, no, there's like 10,000 people there. Like, of course, there's 10,000 people and everyone's watching me. Yeah, I'm not thinking about my wife and my five kids and that I'm not a good dad to. I'm thinking about football. But guys, it's that moment. It's like bedtime. Everyone's asleep. You can't sleep for some reason. You start getting really sad.
That's deep because what Eddie's really saying deep. Is when the TV cameras go away, the football field, all the screaming 70,000 fans go away, the sore losers' microphones go away, when you're at your house by yourself,
yeah,
that is when you get depressed and you have to, if you do have things in your life that aren't good.
Hey, and it's all quiet, man, and you're just like sad and you can see that bottle of Jack, dude, just glowing in the dark, man. Man, that bottle of Jack's just glowing, dude. It's calling your name. There's a head on the top of the bottle saying, drink me.
You take a pull, you call a high school buddy.
Hey, man.
Hey, after half of that bottle, you start FaceTiming everyone. Hey, I miss you. Hey, Antonio. You're right, man.
Brown.
You're right.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, the bugging.
You're right,
Antonio,
man.
Antonio, come back.
I'm thinking about taking my shirt off tomorrow, dude.
I think I'm going to take my jersey off in the middle of the game, walk out. I think this is it. Sunday against the Packers, dude. I'm just going to walk
out. Man.
But they're winning, though. He just doesn't look great.
They're barely winning.
Yeah.
But he looks bad.
Yeah.
That's okay. Now.
It's not okay. Hope he gets help. BetterHelp.com.
I said, my theory was that Giselle decided
that.
No,
he needs
that,
HelloFresh.
Yes.
He needs food.
Because I told him Giselle has decided that family dinner is at 7. So he's not home at 7, he doesn't eat.
Yeah.
And so she was refusing to cook for him.
So what's he doing on that extra day off?
Well, and also, I bet
picking up the kid. No, they wiped that away now, supposedly.
So he has to work.
He has to work.
Okay.
He can't pick up the kids.
Okay.
That was just sort of like the Kyler Murray thing. It came out. Ooh, it looked bad, so he's back to work.
Okay.
You know who's not back to work? Udoka, head coach of the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, what's going on there,
man?
Hell
of a segue.
He is
keep talking. I need headphones.
He is looking at it. No. I got to tell you. Got to explain the situation to you. Yeah, he is facing. He's looking like he's going to be suspended for 1 year.
So singles, if you're single in your company, you can't bang another person in your company.
Yeah,
they must have a policy with the Boston
policy?
Celtics.
Do we?
I don't think so. I don't know. So
if not, Arnold's in SOL.
Why, who's he?
Abby.
Do you not remember the beginning of the podcast?
It was a joke. I was waiting for you to do that. Thank you.
It's not a joke, dude. I saw them together.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, and I bet
you're
he
not
thinks...
supposed to walk in on that.
Well.
Well, sometimes... no. Arnold thinks they get what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
It's not true, though.
So. That's not true.
Because you learned that with Michael.
I read the message that he sent. He said he played in the World Series of Poker, lost poker, not poker.
It's the World Series of...
He lost 20 grand. Then he went on a cruise to gamble some more, and that's the last I heard of him. It could have been the site Titanic.
You know what he saw that night? The bottle of Jack.
Yeah, he did.
Calling his name.
The bottom of the bottle.
I saw the bottom of the bottle.
But this is what I'm saying about the Celtics coach is guys are such idiots. You work so hard. You're an NBA player. You put your time in as an assistant coach.
He's a coach, for God's
sake. He's a human, dude. He's a man with a penis.
And that's what it's amazing.
Sports.
You
teams,
finally right. get that job. You're the head coach of the Boston Celtics. And year one, you're already like, man, me and my chick, I'm going to go ahead and cheat on her with this lady, even though it's against all policies.
So
that the
what's
Celtics
the policy?
Have.
You can't cheat or you can't cheat with someone in your office?
I don't know what their – it has not said. I don't know if it's no cheating.
Was she an employee?
Yes.
Okay, so there's got to be
– something about
– same sex?
What?
What? Sorry?
Is she same sex as
no,
him?
No, no. What
is
was
she?
The policy?
Is she?
You can't hang out alone or go on
– No, I don't know if it's like you can't date.
But, I mean, how do they know they were hooking up? I mean, did
– Somebody must have known. How did we –
But I'm saying if he know, had a –
How do we know that of Adam Abby Levine. And no Abby and
it's sort of
Arnold
like when
up.
my wife worked for the Rockets. Okay, there was
she was a dancer.
She hooked up with Olajuwon.
No,
dude, if she did, she'd be gone. She'd never want you again.
You're never gonna mount up.
You would never be enough for her anymore.
There was never you weren't supposed to date your coworkers. You weren't supposed to date. So there was this girl Jackie. Jackie started dating Jason. And
are you using real names here?
No.
Well. Oh.
They were in the office.
Go ahead, Ori.
And they could not. They were not supposed to date.
Ori and who?
And so they kept it secret. So they would be on dates sometime, and they'd run into their coworkers, and they would call my wife and be like, hey, hurry up and get here. So-and-so just walked in from the office.
Okay.
And so she would show up at dinner like, oh, hey, it's the three of us. It's not a date. Because they have strict policies about you're not supposed to do that.
So
I'm just saying, could this Udoki, what's his name?
M.A. Udoka.
So could he be on a date, or could he just be on with one of his guy staffers and they're going over plays?
You could.
Hold on. Back it up. Let's be humans here for a second. Love is love.
I understand that, but if you have policies in place, but and maybe she's a...
But why is the policy there?
Did they catch them in the act?
A couple times.
Oh, they did?
Oh, Udoka? I don't know. They haven't... All the details haven't been released
yet. Who are you talking about?
I thought you were talking about Jackie and Jason.
Kenny Smith?
No.
Yao Ming?
No!
The mascot?
And so...
The Rocket?
And maybe it's a no-cheating policy. I don't know, because he's with Nia Long.
Did your wife ever hook up with any of the Rockets?
No.
That
she
you know
did,
of?
She did hook up with... they had a traveling dinosaur exhibit. What like, it was like a robotic dinosaur.
She hooked up with one of the animatronics?
Don't know if she wants this getting out.
She hooked up with one of the guys that drove the dinosaur.
You must be King Kong to her.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was from the thing was from Australia, and he was an Australian guy.
So she's into smart dudes.
I guess.
What's he doing now?
He wasn't. I don't know how smart he was.
He's an animatronics guy.
So he drove the dinosaur.
Oh, now he's a blue collar worker.
He created the drone.
No, I'm just telling you.
Successful.
She said she liked an Australian accent. She said it was really good.
Does he kind of look like Baby Boss?
I don't know who he looks like. I've never seen the guy.
How do you like that, mate? You want me to boomerang?
That middle child of yours.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm just saying.
What do you say I take you to the Outback, mate?
He could be suspended for...
Baby Box is like... he like shrimp on the bobbin, mate.
I went over to Lunch's house. They weren't kicking soccer balls. They were throwing boomerangs.
Yeah, dude.
That's genetics.
Hey, your kid does like to go Outback.
Mama, I want to go to the Outback. Oh, the restaurant. No, Australia, Mama.
I want
to
see Daddy, Mama.
Oh, sorry, son. He's on tour right now driving the dinosaurs.
They're at the zoo. My favorite kangaroo, Mama.
What's the damn thing they have that's their specialty? Bloomin' onion?
Hell yeah. He likes bloomin' onions?
No, but my kid, for some reason, every time we go to the grocery store, he's like, Dad, I want that. And he freaking grabs a six-pack of Foster's.
Yeah. Big-ass can.
Come on.
Hey, what is that? I can't hear it.
Oh,
that was a laugh track.
Oh, cool. I missed it.
Hey,
the one time in 5 years he's hit the laugh track.
I mean, yeah. I texted K-Dog and I said, hey, bring Eddie his headphones.
Nothing?
Nothing back.
I'm going to go get him.
You're going to go get
him. We'll filibuster.
Hey, we'll
Eddie.
Go ahead and take a break and we'll come back.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It was a long break. This is why our show doesn't win anything, and no one likes our show.
I thought we did win.
Oh, we did win.
Is that foreshadowing, or what were you doing?
No, I don't know. I was just saying, like, it seems like chaos. Oh, my God. Let's just get this going.
He stole his headphones.
Jeez, this is terrible.
That is a hum and a whistle. Try that at work.
Guys, that might be the funniest story you've ever told.
Coach, I mean, you must be freaking King Kong in the bedroom, dude.
Why? Because
King Kong.
I don't understand. Just because the dinosaur guy is no one special, guys. He's just some
exactly.
guy that drove the robotic dinosaur.
What does she call you in the bedroom, donkey?
Coach, has she ever called you a T-Rex?
Oh, my God. No. Anyway, you want to talk about games this weekend?
Do a harder brontosaurus.
Stop doing that.
With dinosaur animatronics.
Don't do that. That makes me jealous.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, pterodactyl.
Hey, you want me to ask her what dinosaur he drove?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I can't believe
you guys laugh about
it. Let me call it.
Do you and your wife talk about who you bang?
No. It's the last
thing.
This
is a different world over there.
Oh, it's our boss.
Hey.
Hey, the guy on the dinosaur, what kind of dinosaur did he drive?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Was he good?
Was it a T-Rex or was it like a little sissy one?
Wait, he drove the dinosaur?
Yes, that's what I've been telling you.
Big T-Rex.
He drove the big T-Rex?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. All right, that's all we got. And he was from Australia, right?
Is what?
He was from Australia?
Yes.
Okay.
You remember his name?
What was his name?
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, thanks, does. Boss. That's funny. She got a good giggle.
She does not want to talk about that.
The fact that you would just bring that up to her randomly on a weekday, and now she's going to be thinking about animatronic.
By herself. You know she's at home alone.
Okay, guys. I don't know.
Now she's thinking of him.
Hey, he comes home. She's playing with the kid's pterodactyl. Honey?
He said he was a T-Rex,
dude.
Okay.
Tyrannosaurus.
Now, you ready to make some money?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, because we're going to Vegas, and Eddie, we got to bet these games because I'm going to make you money.
Oh, man. It doesn't seem like it, though. You guys' vibe isn't Vegas.
Oh,
right
my
now.
Vibe is Vegas,
my
baby.
My vibe's not Vegas.
Vibe is Vegas.
The local people, Wayne Dick, or what's his name?
Yeah, Wayne Dick
and Tay, they went Wednesday. I would love to be a local person.
We used to do that.
They're going
to
be in Vegas.
No, we never went on
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They're going
to
be in Vegas
you
5 days.
You realize they moved here from Vegas, so they went back to see people probably.
Family. But that must be nice, though.
It must be nice.
I guarantee they're able to do a
show
and stuff.
So why do the Browns play every weekend? Every weekend we go to Vegas.
That happened. It did happen, yeah.
Right?
Yep, you're right.
They did win last time.
They won the last time on a Thursday night with Baker Mayfield.
Man. Oh, I remember that. I was in this room by myself watching the game.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
You guys hit, though. And
we did hit because they brought Baker in at halftime, and Tyrod Taylor went to the bench. Thank goodness.
I remember.
So this weekend, I'm going to tell you, Ray, are you going to Knoxville?
No.
Well, you thought, I mean, game day's going.
Baser had a hysterectomy a week ago.
It was like 2.5 weeks.
It was a week and a half.
I'm telling you what, this is the truth. The Tennessee Volunteers are going to destroy Florida. That place, Neyland, it's going to be rocking.
It's checkered.
Game day, it is going to be bananas.
Chomp.
And they're going ice, too. I believe they're going all
Hooker
light.
Henderson, your quarterback.
Yeah.
Your freaking hooker
Excuse
quarterback.
Me? Corner hooker, they call him.
Called him a hooker?
He is a hooker. He is going to drop bombs on the Florida Gators.
Chomp, chomp.
No. Chomp, chomp is not going to have.
Richard Jefferson, man. That dude is.
Richard Jefferson is a former NBA player that played for the Spurs.
Well,
you're talking about AR-15. Yeah. He's gonna shoot some down.
Oh, is he?
He is
ain't gonna shoot anything.
He's a quarterback of the Gators. Chomp, chomp, baby.
Tennessee, all they do
Where
is score.
Where are they score. Playing? In the swamp?
No, they're playing in Knoxville. That's why
I just
Brave,
said
he's
it's
going to
checkered.
Knoxville. I just said game day is going to Knoxville.
Yeah, but the swamp travels.
Okay, guess what? They're going to travel. Tennessee, 10.5. Take it to the bank. They're going to run it up, and they're going to kill them.
Okay.
And
wow, Vols
we're betting
gonna,
that on Saturday?
We're betting it
Vols
Saturday.
Are going to be freaking 4-0. Hendon Hooker might be
Yes, they're going to be 4-0, and they're going to be up in the top 10 by the end of this weekend.
Well, Heisman, either they're 11 or 12 or 13. Hooker is 50-1. You might need to bet that now, then. There's no front runner right
there
now.
There is no
Heisman.
Front runner.
Ooh, I like the Oklahoma kid.
Oh, that's a good
Gabriel Davis.
Yeah. Interesting, because while I was in Vegas, we hung out with the Oklahoma people, and me drunk, leaving the table, I said, while you're here, bet for Heisman, Gabriel Gillen. What's his name?
I don't know. AJ Gabriel.
I told them him. So if I'm right, those people are going to think I'm a god, because at that point, he was probably 200.
Yeah, probably.
But you saw one game, him lighting it up with 4 touchdowns against Nebraska.
That's very true.
But that is all one game you need. That's all you need.
What about Stetson Bennett? Can we get him the Heisman?
That's actually not bad.
Because I think that this is the second year, and if they win the championship again with him, it's not a fluke anymore. Like, it was all cute, nerdy guy, looks weird, awkward helmet, like, doesn't look like a quarterback, but he's really good.
He transferred away from Georgia because he was not good enough.
Right.
Went to some small-ass school, came back, was like fifth string. All these people get hurt, and all he has done is balled out.
And then he does a post-interview, he's all high as shit. Like, okay, that's all great. Second year, he wins the national championship again. No, I'd crown the dude. Give him the damn Heisman.
He's got to be one of the favorites.
That is a great. I have not heard anybody say Stetson Bennett.
He's literally one of the favorites.
Is he really?
Yes.
But he's never heard anyone say it.
I haven't.
I mean, and they have Bryson Young. Like, Vegas just doesn't even know on the
Bryce
Heisman right
Young?
Now. Yeah, he's not gonna win it.
But that's what I'm
Who's
saying.
Who's won it 2 years in a row?
Has that ever happened?
Yeah, it's happened once.
Herschel Walker
was
no.
it? Manti Te'o?
No.
Ty Detmer?
No.
His brother played high school football in my town.
That's incredible.
Coy, man. You remember Coy?
Yes, Coy Detmer.
Yeah, dude.
I know who you're talking about.
Man, I was little, dude. I gave him a high five when he came out of the off the field.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. He's tall, dude. I'll never forget. But I was really, I was, I think, 10.
Oh, okay.
So I was short.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Thank you, man.
He was that popular when you were 10? He was that good,
Well,
because
he was Ty's little brother, and his dad was the head coach of the high school.
So it wasn't
Ty had just won the Heisman, so.
That's right. Wild.
Yeah.
Bryce Young, Devontae Smith, Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, Johnny Manziel.
They all won it twice?
RG3, Cam Newton. Tell me if you hear somebody's name twice.
No, you're going to have to go way back.
Oh, you're going from a guy in the 60s?
Coach.
Who gives up?
Red Grange, coach?
It was the frozen tundra.
The galloping ghost.
He had 2 pass yards, and he won the Heisman.
The only player that's won the Heisman 5 times in a row. The last year was illegal.
The touchdown end zone was a cornfield.
Leon Hart of Notre Dame.
Archie Griffin.
There it is.
Who is that?
Thank you.
Oh, AG the third.
No, he's the only one to win it. He's the only one to win it twice.
Who is he?
He played running back.
For who?
Oh my God,
Coach! You have the Wikipedia. I'm
Ricky
sure
Williams
the
is the only guy to win it and then get baked.
Ohio State Buckeyes.
No, Stetson, dude, you'll do it.
I mean, I would like to see Stetson.
What year was that?
Oh my God.
Coach, just leave it up and read all the info.
He played at Ohio State back in the 70s, 72 to 75.
And he won it 2 years in a row?
I don't know about 2 years in a row. It says he won it twice. I didn't see if it was twice in a row.
That's
sorry.
Cool. God, that's pretty badass if you won two Heismans.
Two Heismans.
I mean, is Bryce.
It doesn't equate to money, bruh.
It doesn't matter, bruh.
Now it does.
Now it does.
But Bryce Young, is he worth two Heismans? Like, if this dude is the only one, what's his name?
Archie Griffin
is the only one who's won two Heismans. Is Bryce Young really, or is it just timing?
See, well, I think that's the problem. Is it's so hard. It's going to be so hard for him to win because he already won, so they're going to give it to someone else. They don't want to give it to the same
right,
person.
But they did it to Archie.
But he must have been that dominant.
Now it's all about doing stuff that isn't copycat, that they go with the
right.
guy that's winning.
It's sort of like LeBron James should win MVP every single year, but they don't do it. They spread it around because LeBron James was the best basketball player on the planet. Michael Jordan, every year he played, once he started dominating, should have been the MVP every single year.
Yeah, they did it to guards.
But they give it to Karl Malone, I believe.
Ronnie Dunn. The Duns, they just stopped giving him awards.
That's what I'm saying. You just all
Brooks
of a sudden stop. You all of a sudden stop because it's like, all right, they got enough of them. So the Heisman, it's like, okay, we got
to
be different.
So they
vote
won't
for someone
give it
else.
To Bryce.
I don't think Bryce
okay.
will win it.
All right.
So the favorite, Stroud, 2 times your money.
Yep.
Bryce, 4 times your money. Caleb Williams, 4 times your money. Where does he play?
USC.
Oh, interesting. And then Stetson Bennett. I've never heard anybody say his name.
No one mentioned Stetson Bennett
Oklahoma
winning
Oklahoma dude's not there?
No, well, he's down a little bit. Oh. Okay.
Dylan Gabriel?
He's 15-1. I guarantee you at the beginning of the year he was about 100-1.
Yeah.
It's so, interesting.
Well, yeah, hell yeah. Interesting.
I like Stetson Bennett, but he's just not sexy enough. He's not flashy.
You're right. He's not sexy.
You can use that term with us, but if you ever get on a bigger
you're gonna get your ass
a
kicked.
TV show or something, one of those sports guys is going to beat your
hey,
I'm just
are
telling
we going to the bar this weekend? Don't say that crap at the bar. Don't. No.
Okay. I won't.
That was a sexy game, right, Eddie?
Hey, what did you say over there? Oh, it was gonna happen.
Also, I'm going to tell you who to take. Wake Forest against Clemson.
You like Hartman.
I love Hartman.
How many points are you getting?
7.
That's pretty good.
I like Hartman. I mean,
oh,
big...
they're playing Memphis?
No, they're playing Clemson.
Oh, they're in Memphis.
Clemson, coach.
They're playing Clemson. And
they're parts of South Carolina.
Listen,
they're rough, though.
I think Hartman is really good. I don't know much about Wake Forest football team. I know Hartman's good. He's an NFL
well,
caliber.
Why would you say to bet it?
I don't know much about this football team.
No. He's an NFL caliber quarterback.
Yes.
Okay?
Other than Tim Duncan.
So there you go. That's all I need to know. You're getting 7 points at home, and you are a NFL caliber quarterback. I'm good with it. I don't think Clemson looks all that good. DJ.
Whoa, that's a little disrespectful.
They're good. Running back. It's got a lot of U's in it.
Does anyone call you Jason Waffles?
Well, you tell me his name.
Agulier.
Love it.
I think you got it. We'll just call him DJ.
But Clemson's running back, he could be a Heisman. Don't know his name, but he's in the runnings.
I'll take Wake Forest +7. There you go. What else you got?
Did you take it to the bank?
Take it to the bank.
Wow.
Take it to the bank.
Really?
And if you want to, Wake Forest, why not? Let's just pick Wake Forest to win.
Money line? Did you say money line?
I don't know. That may be a little crazy.
Yeah, it is a little crazy.
Because is Clemson really that good?
But it's not crazy because if they
haven't blown nobody
right,
out.
Right, they don't blow. Like Clemson doesn't dominate like they have in the years past, like with Deshaun Watson.
But you've never seen a Wake Forest game. That's what worries me a little bit about your dumb bet.
Yeah.
Like you don't know anything about this team other than what you read about their quarterback.
Eddie, are you?
No, I've seen their quarterback.
Oh, you've seen him.
Yeah, I've seen
him.
Is
he sexy?
He looks like a quarterback. He's okay. Big, got a big arm.
Big shoulders.
Yep. Ugh. Tall guy.
If you like Stetson so much, why don't you take Georgia -45 against Kent State?
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going
to
pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about it.
Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
If you're going to put your money where your mouth is.
He's the one that said Stetson.
Hey.
You said you like him for highs.
Well, I said it's cool. I said that's a great idea.
Alabama Vandy.
Is this weekend?
What is that line?
Oh, God. It's got to be 500.
No. And if it is... you might want to take Vandy on this.
Oh, my God.
Vandy's not. Their quarterback is one of the top touchdown guys in the
country. Yeah, he is good.
Okay. You just talked about how the Boilermakers quarterback, what are Wake Forest?
Wake Forest. Demon Deacon.
Demons. The Deacons.
Demon Deacons.
You just talked about how awesome the Deacons quarterback is because he's sexy. Well, how about the Vandy quarterback?
Hey,
you don't think.
But here's what it is.
What's the line? 40 what?
40.
Okay.
0.5.
40 and a half?
I'll take Alabama.
Vandy scores 14 points. On Alabama, which is completely possible. Guys, you got yourself a bet.
Well, let's be real. Last week, ULM sucked. Alabama covered.
But you said they were so good.
I mean, I told you it was two fluke things. It was the block punts.
Okay.
When stuff like that happens, you're not going to win a bet.
Right.
If lightning strikes,
I told you they were going to score 28 in the first quarter. They scored 28 in the first quarter.
Kind of like the Bears game a couple weeks ago, opening weekend. If you would have taken it over, and then you turn the TV on, it's a hailstorm, and it's like 10 feet of rain, you're like, I'm just not supposed to win this bet.
Right.
If you didn't look ahead of time to see that it was going to rain. Those are the things that show you you're just not meant to win the bet.
I think this is one of the Alabama bets that you got to take. You got to take Vandy.
Okay.
All the other ones. I'm with you on all those.
Good luck.
I'm not saying which one to go, but I'll never forget. I was in Vegas, lost my first day, and I needed a comeback day on a Saturday, and I went Bama minus 47 against some bi-directional school, and Bama damn covered.
They cover all the time.
And guess what? Bama got me all my money back.
A bi-directional school.
What do you think Vandy is? Bi-directional.
No, that is a SEC school that's on the up and up.
No, Bama ain't bi.
But if they were, it's okay.
Just take Alabama. Take them. They're going to cover.
No, I just said no.
Okay.
Because, guys, look. The coolest thing in the world is when you bet. No. I'm gonna rephrase that. The worst thing in the world is when you go with a huge favorite like Alabama, minus 40, minus 50, and you're like, here we go. And they in the first quarter, they got 21 points or 28, and then the no-name bi-directional school comes and scores a touchdown. You're like, oh, crap. Like, okay.
Yeah, your butthole gets puckered a little bit.
Okay. Because I know they're going to start pulling players in the end of the third quarter. So, come on. So, I'm just telling you, if Vandy can score at all, has somewhat of an offense that could get down the field, maybe all field goals. I don't give a crap. But every single time they score, every Alabama better is going to be like, oh, crap.
Well, are you going to put a penis on it or dollar on it?
I'll put a dollar on it.
Okay.
Let's go Vandy.
Guys,
you're
plus
40.
You're not going to know any of these schools, but I am going Wyoming plus 21.5.
No, I know where Wyoming is.
Against BYU, and you're going to lock it up.
You're locking up Wyoming?
Because BYU, I watched about an hour and a half of that before I
went
to
Dodds.
When
they played Oregon?
Yeah, and they looked terrible.
They got
BYU
crushed.
Has a great quarterback, and then the night before, Wyoming beat Air Force, and they were 17-point
dogs.
Air
Force, hell of a team. Coach.
Give me Wyoming plus 21.5. That's three touchdowns.
You know Josh Allen plays for the Bills.
Yeah,
now,
Wyoming.
Right,
yeah, Josh Allen's not going
you know
back.
That he's not,
he's not doing that
anymore.
Whole. He's not going to do that whole Eli Manning thing where he dresses up like, "Hey guys, you got room for a quarterback?" Hey,
5 seconds. That's it.
Okay. That's interesting. And another bet that I
that's very interesting.
Yeah, another bet I love: the Atlanta Falcons getting a point on the road at Seattle. Seattle sucks.
The Falcons suck. The
Falcons do not suck.
Mariota?
The Falcons have played well in their first two games.
Patterson?
Mariota couldn't start down the road at Hume Fogg Academy, much less at an NFL football team, and I'll hang up and listen.
I like Hume Fogg.
Listen, the Falcons are a feisty little team. They have covered both their games, and they're going to cover again. They're cover.
Who did the Falcons play?
Yeah, it was
they played the
Rams.
Saints and the Rams.
It was a backdoor cover, and I'll hang up and
listen. No, it wasn't a backdoor cover.
That's why you like it, because it was backdoor.
It wasn't backdoor.
You
want to
like backdoor?
You want to know why it wasn't backdoor? Because the Rams, or not the Rams, the Falcons were throwing, they had a chance, they were throwing a Hail Mary.
What the hell are you trying
zone.
To say?
No, they did have a chance at
to
the
win
end.
The game. So it wasn't a backdoor cover.
But they were
like,
so
it
Rams
wasn't like it wasn't like they scored a touchdown with a 10 seconds left and that's how they covered. No, they were literally driving down the field to win the game. They were that's how much of a cover it was.
They played
so
to win the game.
Take the Falcons plus one at Seattle. It's that easy. Take it to the bank.
Not bad. I like that one.
Yeah.
Chiefs.
No setup.
Oh,
no
here
spreads.
We go. Hey, here we go.
Chiefs.
Have you been sleeping with brother?
No, I'm with you, but here's
Chiefs
the problem.
Chiefs minus five.
Minus
at,
five? You better
Indy.
Check 6.5.
No, it's five. At Indy.
How does he know the lines?
Yeah,
like
I don't
that?
Know. I thought you weren't online better.
I don't log out.
I'm sorry.
I hate to tell you, I'm in Pick'ems.
I hate to tell you, I looked at an article published on Monday. It's five, boys. It's five right now, and I'm telling you, Mahomes is going to kill. I mean, the freaking Colts. I mean, coach, they're done. Matt Ryan, stop it with Matt Ryan.
Well, one time it happens, it's a fluke. Two times, it's a pattern. Three times,
it's a trend.
Screw you, screw me.
That's right. Shame on you.
You.
Whatever.
So, but the Colts, if they play a third bad week in a row, then they're just a bad team.
Is this just obvious? This is one of those obvious ones where you're like, oh, my God, it has to be. It's like the Bengals last week. It has to be. I'm with you.
Here's my take. Here's my take, though. So when you see stuff like the Chiefs looking really good, second best team in the NFL, right?
I mean, you just threw that out there.
I mean, come on. Think about it. I mean, you got the Bills and the Chiefs. Like, I think they're the top teams in the NFL.
Okay.
So you got the Chiefs and then the winless Colts.
Yeah.
And it's only minus five? So, because you would automatically think that Vegas just does numbers. So trends and numbers, that should be minus 10. Why don't they think it's my why? What is it that's making them drag it down?
It's in Indy.
Is
it home field? You get 3 points for home field.
Okay, coach. That's still not five. That would be eight. Or that would be seven.
No. It would be you're missing.
Your math is more picked up than mine.
It would be 11 if they were in Kansas City. So you take 3 points. If they were on a neutral, it would be 8 points, right?
Okay.
So then they go to Kansas City, give them another 3 points. It'd be 11 points.
So if they were in Kansas City, it would be minus 11?
Yeah.
But since they're in Indy, it's minus five?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Yeah, they always do that. Vegas gives you basically three points for home field. Unless it's the worst team in the world, then no.
Then you don't have any fans. Like
Miami.
I don't think it matters with Kansas City.
I understand, but that's how you got to think of it that way. You think of it that way, really, is they count in, I don't know if it's three, two, one, who knows. But you say three. So if you take three away, like if you go to a neutral field, it would be eight. Then if you go over to Kansas City, it would be 11.
Gosh, they give the 12th man that much power?
Yeah.
The 12th man's in Seattle.
I heard for Seattle.
In every.
The 12th man in Seattle and the 12th man in A&M, they give them 3.5.
I'll tell you what. A&M, there's video. Those videos, I'm telling you what. And there was another video this week. It was A&M kids. If I was an 18-year-old and I saw that video, I'd be like, I ain't going to that damn school. I want to know what the hell is wrong with those people.
Yeah, it's not, they aren't individual kids, though. These are kids that parents went there and their aunts and uncles went there.
I went to Virginia and I saw Johnny, the good egg. Whoop!
I'm telling you, I dated a girl who was, her whole family was an Aggie. Mom was an Aggie, dad was an Aggie, aunt was an Aggie, uncle's an Aggie, cousins are Aggies.
I mean, Ray, what is this? I mean, they're like doing butt up and downs. Like, what the hell is wrong with these people?
The things I'm seeing from these A&M videos is cult-like.
It is very cultish.
But it's like, what? Why would I want to go be a part
and
of
no
that?
One,
I
don't know. And no see, one questions it.
And see if you feel anything.
Try it. You might like it. You like? Because that's a squat.
You don't have enough bend in your
legs.
That's
a squat. I'm trying to see what they're doing. Do backdoor like that?
For being a soccer player, your bones are not very flexible.
You know,
I'm 40 years old, right?
You know what you look like when you're doing that?
So is Brady. Guess what? He still looks like E.T. dead on the rocks.
Hey, don't take this the wrong way, but you kind of look like a pterodactyl when you do that.
Okay, that's it. I'm out of here. I'm going to Vegas. Have a great weekend. You guys got any NFL locks? Yeah,
I just gave it to you.
Go.
If you guys don't want to win any more money, the Lions, +6. I'd like you to against the Vikings. I'd like you to tease it to
They're
7.
Not +6.
Yeah, they are. If I can finish and read my teleprompter, right. I would like you guys to tease it to 7, but some places don't let you do it. So go with the 6. 7, you'd feel a lot more comfortable. Lions, +6. Oh, lock it up.
Are the Bengals going to get it together this week?
No, absolutely not.
Are the Bengals going to show up and finally play?
I'll turn on Red Zone. Bet I don't see them.
I think they're going to show up and play. I think
I got to learn my guy's name.
Yeah, you really do.
His name's Dan or something.
Is it Dan?
He's not full of himself like Siciliano.
Siciliano
so he never
loves
says
himself.
He never says his damn name.
At one point, I'm watching Siciliano goes, well, let's go to Cincinnati. Cincinnati, that's not Cincinnati. All right, well, we're going to do, honestly, I don't know what's going on here. So I'm just going to let these announcers talk.
Dude, my guy, he acts like he's about to have an aneurysm. Anytime there's three teams scoring sometime. Okay. We're going to go to Baltimore, but we got to do split screen, guys. Split screen. We got Baltimore, we got Tennessee, and now we have Miami. Okay. I'm like, dude, chill the fuck out.
All right.
That's hard, dude.
It is really hard.
Do they piss?
He said. He went
they
one
don't
time,
pee.
He went one time 6 years without taking a piss because his broadcast is from noon until 6 at night. 6 hours he goes without pissing.
There's a moment where the guy shuts up and like the announcer, whoever's on TV, talks.
That's when he's shoving it in a Gatorade bottle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, man. All right, have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too,
Let's
coach.
Get rich, dude.
All right, man. Hey, red tonight. Red,
red, red, red, red, red, red, red, red.
I got a guy in here in studio wants to play this for you guys for 5 seconds. Viva Las
Vegas. hey, can you play that red clip so we can get in the spirit for this?
Red.
Wait, is it the fantasy one?
No, the red. Dude. Oh, Las Vegas.
Here you go.
Oh, man.
Let's go!
And that soured our relations.
Sure did.
Let's go!
Where are we going?
Hit it!
Oh.
That's a new thing. We just walk off set.
Let's go to Vegas.
Get on the plane.
Go.
All right, let's go.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Cameron-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian, from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.